You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is a track by Femi Kuti. It is called As We Struggle Every Day, and it is from the brand new record, which is a double record, called Legacy Plus. One side is Femi Kuti and the other side is his son Madi Kuti. Femi is the oldest son of the legendary musician Fela Kuti. I was lucky enough to have a chat with Femi and Madi yesterday about their music and about the legacy of the great Fela Kuti, who was, of course, a Nigerian multi-instrumentalist, composer, band leader, activist, and the original pioneer of Afrobeat. Fela's 1977 album Zombie is possibly one of his most famous musical moments. It criticised the Nigerian government and the Nigerian military, and it resulted in a military attack on the Calcutta Republic, which was the commune that Fela had established in Nigeria as a kind of free state. During the attack, Fela was severely beaten and his mother was killed. The commune was burnt down, which resulted in the destruction of a lot of his instruments, his master tapes and his studio. It also resulted in the destruction of the Africa Shrine, which was the on-site club that Fela had established to perform his music. At the time of this attack, Femi, who is the eldest son, was only a teenager, and I think it's probably safe to say that that's shaped his relationship to music making and political activism ever since. Femi worked very closely with his father when he was young. He played in Egypt 80, and he even stood in for Fela when Fela was detained by the government, acting as the front person of the band. In the years since, he's gone on to have a very successful solo career. And he talks very openly about the relationship and the complicated legacy that his father's left. And his son, Madi, who is Fela's grandson. This new album, Legacy Plus, it marks his very first album, in fact. And one thing that I think is really remarkable to note about Madi is that on Madi's side of the record, he's performed every single instrument. So he's been a devout, I guess, studier of both his father's music and his grandfather's music. And he studied in London as well. And he has created his own sound, inspired by his family's legacy. And he's put it all together in his very first debut work. So we're going to hear from Femi and Madi Kuti now. The first question I asked them was why they decided to put this double record out together as a father and son.
My dad and I had two separate albums that were going to be released in 2020. I was working on my own album and he was working on something separate. And my dad came up with a brilliant idea. Ah, Madi, what if we released both albums together or did some kind of compilation album? And we did some research to see if it had ever been done, that a parent and child had released a body of work together as co-composers and independent composers of their own work. And we wanted it to be an album with two different people from, you know, a musical family and their own take and their own personality and individuality coming out from their own sides of their own tracks. And my dad and I just thought we wanted it to really show how passionate we were about music, how passionate we are about the message in the music, how much love has gone into making the album, how much we care about each other personally, and how we accept our differences musically, but we care about the most fundamental things, you know, the same way. And we wanted that to come through the album.
And of course, we wanted to show the world love.
Oh, yeah.
The legacy of Fela is very present in both of these records, but they're very distinct to each of you as musicians. How do you see the legacy of Fela in the work?
For me, Fela and my father, I study a lot. I study them musically. I study their arrangement from a very young age. Knew they were very different. I wanted elements of both to appear in my music in some way because I really enjoyed both styles of music. And for me, it's techniques. I intentionally use techniques that are Fela-esque and Femi-esque in my music.
For me, it's I grew up from day one listening to this music, dance to this music, listen to the lyrics. I lived his life. I was there during the burning of the house, so many arrests, his first imprisonment. I mean, so I think this music is embedded in me, but I realized in my teens that I could never be him. And so I'm just inspired by his great works, his life, his courage. But I quickly was able, through listening to jazz as well, to identify myself and be myself. But I know I'm still very proud that he's my father. And of course I will sound like him, look like him, talk like him sometimes, but I am Femi Kuti.
You've both spoken about your frustrations that many of the political contexts Fela was railing against are still present today in Nigeria. What gives you hope as musicians and activists despite this?
Well, for me, when we understand the gravity of slave trade, 1,000 years, approximately somewhere around there, the trans-Sahara slave trade, the transatlantic slave trade, the 100 years of colonization, bad African corrupt governments, I don't think you understand that this is not going to probably end in your lifetime. It's a big fight. You have to appreciate all the fighters before you. Many names you don't even know, men and women. Recently, even Thomas Sankara in Burkina Faso, he was killed by his friend. And you know, these are true life stories. Patrice Lumumba, my father, for instance. So when you are against the status quo, which is corruption and injustice, you'll be attacked. But then you understand, because of this historical fact, that it's not going to end in like 10 years, 20 years, and you have to be ready for the long haul. It's going to be a very long journey. Real mind and set your soul free.
What do you think the role of music is? Is it to be a political tool? Is it to bring people together?
I think music is, in my opinion, very much about individuality. And I recently watched an interview that Chick Corea gave, and you know, after his passing, I went through some stuff and I saw that he was saying that, you know, even when you practice and when you're trying to make your sound, you have to do the things that you like. If I try to arrange music exactly the way my dad did or the way my grandfather did, I would be blocking, I believe, what is the most beautiful thing about creativity, which is really about expressing your own self. And music, for some people, you know, is a tool to express what they're concerned about. For some people, music is for comedy. You know, for some people, music is for just percussion and dance. For some people, it's for clubs and parties, and it really depends on the individual. But for me, what I mean is I can't determine what the role of music is universally for everybody. But for me, music is very much about communicating the things that are most important to me and the things I am most passionate and concerned about, because that is the only outlet I have to really express myself.
Madi, this was your first album. Was it an emotional thing to release?
Yes, it was very. I remember the day that the single came out. It was a big deal, but I was so busy trying to promote and everything. But when the album itself dropped, it was a different thing, because then everything I had spent the past year creating and recording myself finally came out. You know, the 16 days of non-stop recording on my own, on the drums, on the guitar, and the bass, all these things I wanted, you know, people to hear, and I wanted people to connect to. was finally out in the public. And it was very emotional for me because this is the first body of work I've ever released.
And Femi, how does it feel to be making music alongside your son?
For me, it's the most beautiful part of my life right now. It's of my career. I mean, I never thought I would witness something like this. And words cannot even describe it for me. It's love, it's so many emotions. When we're playing together, even the look, it's so beautiful. It's
I'm
so
such
beautiful.
An amazing son, aren't I?
Yeah, stupid.
The spirit of your music is about people gathering and connecting together. What are you most looking forward to doing when you're able to gather in big groups again?
I can't wait to get on the road to present. So you present your band and we play alongside and show the world how we perform in Shrine. Because I was looking forward to us playing together. I was looking forward to you and your band. I was looking forward to watching you live. Then you coming on stage. So I still am very hopeful this will happen and looking forward to it. But first of all, like I always say, we have to be very concerned about the people who have lost their lives to COVID and be sympathetic. And we have to send our condolences to them. So first thing first, the world has to heal. And when the world heals, hopefully music will be part of that healing process when we can all interact again. Positively.
I just can't wait to finally play at the Shrine. The people that have watched me grow, that have watched me in my dad's band, that have watched me go to school, that have watched me take sax solos, take bass solos, I want them to finally see my music live. So it's very personal for me to be able to play at the Shrine on a normal night, on a normal venue night with a normal crowd.
Legacy Plus is the name of this project. That implies both a looking backwards, but also a looking forwards. What do you hope the impact of this record will be?
I hope it will give people inspiration. I hope it will show love. I hope it will inspire people. I hope it's going to be one of the most beautiful records anybody has listened to or bought. Or I hope it has all the ingredients of everything.
That was Femi and Madi Kuti speaking to me yesterday about their double record, which is titled Legacy Plus. Femi's record is Stop the Hate and Madi's record is Forward. And they both have a side each. And it's a really amazing project that looks at the legacy of their family, the Fela Kuti family, and what it means, I guess, to be making music as part of that family, which has also got such a strong activist history at a time like this, and making music as a father and son. So it's such a privilege to speak to both of them yesterday. Huge thank you to them. We're going to listen to this track. This is from Femi's side of the record, and it's currently on the playlist here at BFM. It's called Nah Big Manism Spoil Government. If you want to get yourself a copy of Legacy Plus, it's out now via Partisan Records. You can find it online.
Criticize government because we want government to stop join politics for selfish reasons, and their personal gain. It's why to the people they bring so much suffering, hunger and pain. We the people must understand, as citizens, we are part of government. And as citizens, we the people give government officials empowerment. When government officials start to think that better pass, we the citizens. Big manism don't enter the equation. Government don't start to lose their common sense. Big manism spoil government. Come on, tell them, let them hear, let them change.
Big manism spoil government.
Come on, tell them, let them change their ways.
Big manism spoil government.
Big manism, big manism, big manism.
Big manism spoil government.
Oh yeah.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.